And that little pipe at the kitchen sink that you turn on water with is a...
Spigot.
And do you have a...
A faucet.
Which one are you more likely to say? Either one?
Either one.
And what about if it's outside and you turn it on to let water out? You know, like to water the...
Would be faucet.
Be more likely to
be
faucet.
Maybe faucet on the outside and spigot on the inside. I will.
Okay. And what about if it is so cold that the water pipes froze and...
burst.
Okay, and if it happened last night, you'll say, well, it was so cold last night that the pipes...
burst.
And now you get flour, of course, in a small container, but a long time ago they used to get a great big...
barrel.
All right, and what about a container of... maybe it was glass, or I believe it was glass that you put on the table to put different molasses or things in.
Syrup pitcher.
All right, and what about a container for lard or molasses or something that maybe stayed...
jugs.
All right, what about if it was...
Can, or churn. Now, when we had our own... pork and thing and using our own lard, making our own lard, Mama would put it in churn.
Oh. And was that the churn like you used to make milk and butter
with? That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about
made our own syrup,
right,
and they stored it in gallons.
3, 4,
jugs.
1,
what about a
2,
stand?
3,
do you remember anything
4.
Like a molasses stand?
No.
You didn't use that. Okay. All right, if you have a container with a real small mouth and you want to pour a liquid in it, you might say, well, I've got to go get a
funnel
to put it in. And for driving horses, when you want them to go faster, you have to have a
rein.
Okay.
A whip.
Okay. And what about if you buy fruit at a store, the grocer would put them in a...
Bag.
Okay, made of...
Of paper or... of course, they use plastic now, but they used to use paper.
Okay. And are there any other old words for a bag that you remember?
Your sack.
Okay. Any others? Your grandparents used around here?
Not that I remember.
You ever remember hearing anybody call it a poke?
All that I've ever heard was a pig in the poke, so I
never knew about that. That was out in the history, and you're somewhere apparently.
That's right.
Poke. Okay, and if it's made of cloth, this container or something, would maybe be called
a sack. A flour sack. They usually, flour came in cloth sacks.
Cloth sack, okay. And what about other different kinds, if it's a real rough or coarse cloth that might be used on the farm?
Croquet sack.
Okay. And any other words for sack like that you remember? Croquet sack.
Croquet sack.
More than burlap sack.
But it could be a croquet sack or a burlap sack.
But croquet probably
was the ones they used mostly at that time.
What about if they took corn or meal to the mill? How did they describe it? They were going to say, well, I've got to take a certain amount of corn or meal to get it ground. How would you say that? You remember?
Go to the mill.
If they're going to take their corn and get it ground, would they have ever said a turn a meal? Does that sound familiar?
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay. What about if you go out to bring in some wood into the house, just the amount you could carry in your arms, a small arm load, you might say it's a...